I think I would rather be tarred and feathered and driven out of town than go anywhere near a retail store or a mall on Friday, Black Friday. It's Black Friday month. Most of the retailers online and many of those who have physical outlets are offering Black Friday type specials throughout the month. But Friday is the big day. And there is absolutely no way on earth, even in a non-COVID year, that you would find me anywhere near one of those places. But with this, as with so many other things, I am in, I think, a relatively small minority because there are a lot of people who do go there. And video scenes of previous Black Fridays are scary stuff, the way that people congregate and crush and fight in order to get the specials that they arrived there to find. Now, you can't have this. You simply cannot have this in a time of COVID. Super spreader event waiting to happen is what you might call Black Friday in the stores. John Bradshaw is Pick n Pay's head of marketing. And John, good afternoon. I'm sure you and the other big chains are doing preparations to make sure that you manage this process. What are your plans?
Absolutely, John. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, at Pick n Pay, we've always tried to make sure that even with these Black Fridays, we have no chaos. We don't like, you know, these people pushing down the doors and that kind of chaos that you sometimes see on YouTube. So we've worked quite hard in the past to create the deals without that kind of chaos. But this year is very different. So from the moment it became clear that lockdown is going to be longer than 21 days, we've been trying to think about how we can still give people the deals that they really love and want, but obviously a day was never going to work. So we've actually totally toned down. Although it's all called Black Friday, we're doing a few daily deals every day, starting Monday, yesterday, running through for the 2 weeks, so that every day there are lots of deals. So there won't be any one day where there's a sudden crush on the stores. We've got lots of stock to make sure that there's no sudden urgency about, is this running out or is this not running out? And then we're extending the hours in many of the stores as well, plus providing lots of online options to make sure that people can still get the deals. Like you say, many people really look forward and bank on the deals that they get on Black Friday to see them through the festive period. So we're going to still have the deals, but without having a single moment where there's suddenly a whole rush of people in store. And that's been our approach to make sure that people can still get a Black Friday. And then, of course, we're doing everything we can, as we have through the whole COVID period, to make sure that our stores are a very safe place to shop and safe for our store colleagues as well.
Best of intentions, and I have absolutely no doubt about the commitment to those intentions, but you're doing this. Do the shoppers know you're doing this? Historically, they know that they arrive outside a store, whether it's a Pick n Pay or a Checkers or a Macro, and there are amazing specials to be had, and how many of them will have got the message? I suspect that maybe not at all of your stores, but at least some of your stores, there is going to be a large crowd. There are going to be a lot of people who are wanting early access so they can grab the specials on whatever it is that they're interested in as quickly as possible. And how do you manage that? I mean, potentially, that's dangerous because I don't know whether you have security guards and you try and establish a queue system. What do you do if there is a large number of people all wanting access at the same time?
Well, I think it is a very valid concern. And I think, you know, we've learned a lot through the panic buys that happened at the start of COVID, how to work with the malls that we're in to really manage, to limit store numbers, and then to manage a socially distanced queue, even if it goes all the way around the block. So we're going to try avoid any one day that's a rush, but the stores are ready. They have limited the number of people in stores. We know how to manage that queue with the security outside. There's markings on the floor for social distancing. We're working with the mall owners to make sure that can go back a long way. So I think even if we do have a rush, we're ready to work and make sure that the store numbers are limited and that even in the queue, our customers can stay safe. I think that's our commitment. We want people to be able to get the deals, but we know we want to keep our store colleagues and our customers safe as they're getting those deals.
John Bradshaw, Pick n Pay's head of marketing. I hope that the good intentions play out in practice on Friday.